When people get elderly, they often sleep heavy. She paused, and then added with a sort of assumed indifference, but still in a marked and significant tone, "But you are young, miss, and I should say a light sleeper. Perhaps you may have heard a noise?"
"I did," said I, dropping my voice, so that Leah, who was still polishing the panes, could not hear me. "And at first I thought it was Pilot. But Pilot cannot laugh, and I am certain I heard a laugh, and a strange one." She took a new needleful of thread, waxed it carefully, threaded her needle with a steady hand, and then observed with perfect composure,
"It is hardly likely Master would laugh, I should think, miss, when he was in such danger. You must have been dreaming."
"I was not dreaming," I said, with some warmth, for her brazen coolness provoked me. Again she looked at me, and with the same scrutinizing and conscious eye.
"Have you told Master that you heard a laugh?" she inquired.
"I've not had the opportunity of speaking to him this morning."
"You did not think of opening your door and looking out into the gallery?" she further asked.
She appeared to be cross-questioning me, attempting to draw from me information unawares. The idea struck me that if she discovered I knew or suspected her guilt, she would be playing off some of her malignant pranks on me. I thought it advisable to be on my guard.